health insurers have made it difficult for tribal members to get care covered, despite state and federal laws that bar this. Vicki Lowe is head of the American Indian Health Commission, which has led efforts to remove hurdles for Native Americans. She says health insurers would try to make tribal clinics charge out-of-network rates and wouldn't honor their referrals. However, the Washington State Office of the Insurance Commissioner has come out with guidance to prevent this.
Not only will tribes have more money to help pay for services for their tribal members will get care in a more timely manner. So those two things just are really important. And insurance companies have been a barrier for that for decades.
Washington is among the first states to move forward with guidance for insurers and also enforcement of the law so that insurers will stop putting up roadblocks for tribal members to get care in the state. Todd Dixon is the tribal liaison for the Office of the Insurance Commissioner. He says one reason for releasing the guidance was that the agency had seen an uptick in complaints, the number one complaint typically coming from billing managers at clinics.
It says, hey, we have an enrolled member. He or she was seen at our clinic. We billed the insurance company. They said we're out of network, and so we're only paying 60%, and then they send a bill to the enrolled member. It's not how it works.
The insurance commissioner's office has been sending notices to insurers who violate protections for Native Americans. I'm Eric Tegedoff.